The high-pressure center that brought us the beautiful weekend continues to slowly depart off into the Canadian Maritimes, opening the door for a weak disturbance to head our way from the west. This disturbance has already brought plenty of clouds and scattered showers to the region during the course of the morning. And this is expected to continue through the afternoon with limited, if any, sunshine, but only spotty light rain showers across the area during the course of the day, which will last into the evening hours as temperatures climb into the lower to mid-60s for highs. The showers will diminish with time overnight tonight, although skies will remain mostly cloudy and lows will drop back into the mid-40s. We'll continue to see plenty of clouds for the day tomorrow, a bit more in the way of sunshine, and it should be dry through the day as that same disturbance weakens over top of us, and highs will once again be in the mid-60s. That high-pressure center over the Canadian Maritimes will build back in on Wednesday, bringing us more in the way of sunshine, still mixed with some clouds, though, and highs will reach into the upper 60s. With that high dominating for the rest of the week and even into the upcoming weekend, it looks like we'll have a long stretch of dry weather starting on Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds and highs around 70, into Friday with highs in the mid to upper 60s, and into the lower 70s with plenty of sunshine through the upcoming weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from far northeastern Kansas across northern Missouri, eastern Iowa, and southern Wisconsin. Daytime heating will allow for increased destabilization of the atmosphere, and forcing late in the day will be mainly due to speed convergence on the nose of a low-level jet stream, which will increase to over 30 knots. The result should be an increase in storms from far northern Missouri into Iowa, northwestern Illinois, and southern Wisconsin. Supercells capable of large hail and damaging winds are possible. Winter weather advisories are in effect above 3,500 feet for the west slopes of the north and central Cascades for snowfall in the range of 2 to as much as 8 inches today. Meanwhile, a high wind warning is in effect for the northern Rockies of Montana. Wind gusts of up to 65 miles per hour are possible, especially across the higher terrain. Finally, the ongoing river flooding in the Midwest. Flood warnings remain in effect for the Red River in North Dakota and most of the mid and lower Mississippi River into the new week. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 112 degrees at Ocotillo Wells, California, to a low of 20 at Alamosa, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers, lower 60s, Boston partly sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo cloudy with showers and highs in the lower 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 64 degrees, the average low 42, the record high 88 set in 1888, and the record low 27 in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 5:52 a.m., sunset this evening 7:54 p.m., 14 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with a scattered shower today and highs in the lower 60s. Cloudy tonight, still the risk of a few showers and lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered shower today and highs in the mid-60s. Cloudy tonight, still the risk of a few showers and lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs near 60. Cloudy tonight with a few showers around and lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs right around 60. Cloudy tonight with still a few showers and lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the mid-60s. Cloudy tonight with the risk of a few more showers and lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, more clouds than sun, mild and mainly dry in the mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds, mild upper 60s on Wednesday. Partly to mostly sunny Thursday and Friday in the upper 60s to around 70. And mostly sunny skies for the weekend with highs both days in the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.